Will you turn to 128, please, hymn 128. I think it's helpful when we sing these hymns maybe to know a little bit about the author and sometimes to know a little bit about the incidents that might have happened or events that happened in their lives which give rise to the writing of the hymn. And hymn 128, again by Charles Wesley. We're told on August the 6th, 1744, Charles Wesley was preaching in a small church in Llan East in Cornwall. And among the congregation were a number of heavy drinkers, one of whom began to blaspheme and contradict the preacher. Wesley was equal to the occasion, we are told, and he exclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is it that pleads for the devil?" Back came the reply, "I am he who pleads for the devil." Wesley took advantage of the situation and used it to show the congregation that by nature they were sinners and needed to turn to Christ for repentance. Then sternly addressing the drunkard, he drove him out of the church, and at the conclusion of the service ended with an ardent and loving prayer for his salvation. And out of this incident came this challenging hymn, which originally comprised of 22 verses and was entitled After Preaching in a Church. But thankfully, 6 years later, his brother John reduced it to the 6 verses we have today in Christian hymns. Let's sing to God's praise. Hymn number 128, Jesus the Name, High Over All.